All right, one more segment, Pittsburgh Works, and Howard Schneider is here, long-term care insurance specialist. And as I just said to you, Howard, before I say good morning, something I think about and all of us baby boomers should be thinking about every day. Good morning.
Good morning, Rob.
Great to have you here. Let's talk about the expense aspect of it. Let's get right to it, and then we'll talk about the age factor. This can be very expensive unless you plan ahead, right?
What, if you need long-term care?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. It could be today anywhere from $40,000 to $95,000 a year, depending on whether you're at home or away from home. But and then it gets worse as we get older, of course.
All right, that age of 65, everybody says 65, 65. There's a lot of misconceptions out there. So straighten us out on when you should buy it, when you should start thinking about it, and why 65 isn't the $64,000 question.
Sure. Well, not everyone should buy it, but when people should really be getting the education is, I'd say, early 50s to mid to late 60s, particularly early 50s, because what's happening is that as you get older, if your health changes, you can't get it, and the premiums go up. You lock in at a lower rate when you're younger. And the other problem is that the insurance companies are raising rates all the time for new people coming in. So people should look at it, I'd say, early 50s and up.
But won't the government take care of us, Howard? Medicare, Medicaid, they're going to take care of everything, right?
That's another common misconception. They can barely take care of what's going on now. But the problem is that they're not able to take care of this. They tried. There was something that Obama had tried to do through what called the CLASS Act, but it failed. So basically, people have three options. They can self-insure this, use their own assets to pay for care if they ever need it, or rely on their family to be the caregivers, or look into this concept.
Okay, you have money in the bank, okay? Or you get a 401k, you roll it over, you're like, if anything happens, I've got this. Well, let me tell you something. Best laid plans of mice and men and how quickly it can evaporate, like water to a sponge, it absorbs very quickly. Don't count on your savings. Am I right when I think that?
That's right. Sometimes people say, well, I'll use my savings to pay for it. But then they say to themselves, well, if I need care in a crisis situation, which stock will I sell? And where will the money really come from? And also, it can devastate a spouse. Let's say somebody needs care and they spend their assets on their care and they pass away. Then what have they done to their spouse who maybe took care of them, who's left standing, who may not have any assets left?
I hear Mike Pintek obviously talking about you, very reputable. Obviously, you've been in this business 10 years. Now, about my age, my question is, what took you so long to get here to help us, and what made you decide to get into this business?
Great question. I used to be in the sanitary supply business, which my father started in Uniontown back in 1950. And when we sold the company, I became in charge of an aunt. I was power of attorney for an aunt who just had a lovely life, but grew old gracefully and developed dementia. And writing her checks every month for her care, she went through about $250,000, which is everything she had, and then we went through the Medicaid process, and I went through it with parents. So I realized that this was a good thing for people to look at just to protect everything they worked for, and that's what motivated me. And I love working with people, so that's what motivated me to do this.
Here's my call to action, and agree with me or not, but if you're in your 30s and you're doing relatively well and you've got everything pretty much checks and balanced, there you're a parent, they're starting to age, maybe a spouse, you know, left behind, your mom, your dad, and if you have the wherewithal, maybe you should help them make that decision while they're of sound mind and body. It's tough enough watching your parents age. I was fortunate both my parents were still at home when they passed. But to watch someone age and they don't have money to be taken care of, and you're trying to juggle your young family, take care of them. So if they don't make the decision, meaning someone that's older, their children, meaning someone out there listening in their 30s, should step up to the plate.
That's a great point. And it doesn't happen very often, but you would think that sometimes even children who are her wealthy could actually pay if the parents couldn't pay for their own policy, the children could. But that doesn't happen very often, but it should happen. It's a great idea.
All right, let's talk about, when we say LTC, we're talking about long-term care. What are we looking at? Dollars and cents, policies, premiums, things that people need to
sure.
know about.
Sure. Well, first of all, we're looking at not only care at a nursing home or assisted living, but at your own home. Most people think, oh, this is nursing home insurance, but this covers people at their own home where people want to be. So you're asking, what would the premiums cost? Is that what you're
yeah.
Yeah. Well, again, this is based on age and health and the level of coverage you might want. But I would say a premium that does the right thing could be $100 a month for somebody or more, and it depends on their health and their level of coverage. That's why this may not make sense for people who can't afford it and don't have some savings to protect.
Now, okay, you keep talking about savings and you want to protect that, but let's be honest with you. This is about really protecting yourself as a human being and your dignity, because the last thing that we want to see are people, especially our parents, lose their dignity. And a lot of them do that when they're not in the right setting. And that's the last thing we want to have happen.
Exactly. And it's more, you're right, it's more than about protecting savings. It's having the independence to decide where you want to be. I don't want to burden my kids is one reason people do this. I'd rather be at my own home and choose who my caregivers are is another reason people do this. And protecting dignity is every bit as important as protecting assets.
You know, if you think about this, this is something that everybody should do. I mean, it's the natural process of life. It's become such a part of the society that we live in today. You and I still remember the era when you took care of grandma or grandpa. Well, that's not necessarily the case anymore because we have two paycheck households. People are working 24/7, staggered shifts, 7-day weeks, as opposed to 9 to 5. Nobody works 9 to 5. So really, everyone listening to us right now should be considering this.
Absolutely right. And everyone may not want to get it, but everybody deserves to get the education. And from someone like myself who specializes in it, but it's so true because the government is not going to take care of us. And in many cases, as you said, family used to take care of family. Now it doesn't happen as much as it used to.
How do people get in touch with you that are listening right now? Is it best to go on the web or should they call you?
It's best just to call me at 412-781-2022, and I can guide them. Generally in person is the best way, but also by phone I can give them a lot of guidance and education, and I help them shop the top companies.
You know, I do a great investment show every week with Jim Meredith. Should people look at this like they do plan for retirement? Should this be a part of their portfolio?
Absolutely. In fact, I listened to Jim a couple years ago, and he said, you know, do you hope to grow old? And of course, everybody agreed. And he said, well, if you hope to grow old, then this is something that absolutely should be a part of your portfolio. And Jim would agree with that.
It makes all the sense in the world when you think about it, because just when you think you've figured it all out, this is the most important part of your life. I mean, even more so than what your investments are, I'm watching Wall Street, you're watching your health. And here's the thing that you never know. You don't know what's going to happen to you day to day. Just when you think you've figured it out, a lightning bolt hits and your health has gone south. So you need all the protection you can get, Howard.
Right. And it could happen before you get old, which you hope it doesn't happen. But this that's correct. You don't know what tomorrow will bring.
Listen, you got a good guy in Mike Pintek. You're doing a great job. And obviously, it's nice to have you here today. And you're helping a lot of people out. He is Howard Snyder, ladies and gentlemen, long-term care insurance specialist, and his phone number is 412-781-2022, 412-781-2022, and you would have to agree, you deal with Pittsburghers every day. This is a great place to do business and a great place to live.
Absolutely, and thanks for everything you do.
Well, come back again, okay?
Thank you.
412-781-2022. 412-781-2022. All right, ladies and gentlemen, another edition of Pittsburgh Works, because it does in this great community of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Coming back to wrap up the hour in just a couple of minutes on KDK.